It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to I used to say Fraxis Friday from the real Don Steele in Southern California, but it's kind of old. He's, what?
You're dating yourself.
I know,
the real Don Steele.
I know. I grew up to him.
Is he alive?
No. He passed away a few years ago. Yeah. Welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's a Friday. It's a Fab Four Friday, as always. We play the Fab Four. And yesterday was the 41st birthday for Bullhead City.
Right.
Yeah, I texted Toby early yesterday morning, happy birthday. I had to. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studios, where there's not going to be any rain today, I don't think. Nah. It'll be a nice day. I'll wash my truck this afternoon, so it should rain tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in the studio, live, we have our Mohammed County Supervisor for District 2, Bullhead City, Rich Lettman. If you have a question for Rich, call us, 234-343-1065, or you can text your question, and this number is good for all three of our live shows that are live and local, Common Ground on Tuesday mornings, Speak Out, and Speak Out 2.0. You can use the same number, 928-727-5566. So, welcome, Mr. Rich Lettman. How are you?
Excellent. It's been a busy week. I'm looking forward to a working weekend.
A working weekend?
Mm-hmm.
You don't relax on the weekends?
I do.
Oh. You work with your feet up and your dog in your lap?
We'll definitely have the dog up in the Hualapais this weekend.
Ah, good.
So Silas will be headed up there with me. And then, I've been trying to go to the gym lately to get rid of my politician's bod.
This is called lunches out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the problem, if you've all wondered why, and by the way, it's very bipartisan, but when you look at the leading national politicians, so you got Trump and Pelosi and Bernie Sanders, everybody's overweight.
Yeah.
Okay,
because they eat.
That's correct. There is food at everything, and it's hard to turn down food when it's at everything.
Mixer you go to. It's at, and then you get somebody that says, Rich, we need to have lunch. I need to tell you about this. And then you eat things that you don't normally eat.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Zuri is, is my physician. It's like, man, buddy, you got to lose some weight. And so I go over to Heat Wave CrossFit. There's a lot of people over there.
Yes.
In the community.
That's a hard workout, isn't it?
Yeah, but for 70-somethings like myself, they got a little program there customized for people like me. And, I don't want to have a bunch of guns, on my arms. I'm not interested in all that stuff. I just want to be able to move, keep fit,
right?
Agile, get around.
You don't want to bench press.
No, even though I do a little bit.
Oh.
But it's very motivational over there, I will tell you that. The owner is terrific.
Good.
And it's a really good business. There's a little shout-out for one of our businesses.
Yeah, Andy Severiano with the police department is in there every morning.
I think
3 days a week.
Not many politicians go there, but I can tell you it's a wave of business owners. I ran into several of them today.
Good.
Okay, yeah. I can review with you what we talked about later on, because I'm sure it's going to be a part of our subject matter.
Would it be at the north end of town?
Yes, it would be.
Oh, okay. And we will. We'll talk about that after the bottom of the hour, and then we'll have a good 20 minutes where you can tell us all about
expound
our airport issues. So your county manager is going to retire.
Correct.
Are you – now, we just had the college – CEO, president, switched colleges.
Yeah, Stacy's up at College of Southern Nevada.
Yeah, and they say that it will take them a year to replace him. So they've appointed an interim, and I don't think it's going to take Toby that long to replace Chief Treves. How long will it take the county to replace our county manager?
I don't know, 90 days?
That's all?
100, oh, yeah. Come on. We got this.
Okay. Yeah. So has the county already put out a request for...
No, there's there'll be an item on the agenda on Monday, Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting where County Manager Elters is outlining the process the county will go through.
Okay.
In terms of a search committee or use of outside firms. This is, it's kind of like directionally, this is where we want to head. He would like to, you know, call it quits, certainly no later than the end of January.
Okay.
To have the replacement in place. What are we, in August right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think, I've never done this before where we replace a county manager. When I was in private business and corporations, you know, replacements, it can be a lengthy process, but generally if it's structured well, you understand what you're looking for and you've got a good group of candidates and, you know, you're willing to serve up a salary that gets you the right person.
Right. Will the county employ a company to help screen people?
Well, hopefully the final screening is done by the Board of Supervisors.
Right, I know.
But
I mean,
I would imagine a search firm would be involved in identifying appropriate candidates either in the region. Hopefully we can keep this to Arizona, Southern Nevada, Southern Utah, you know, people that are acquainted with the issues going on in this part of the country, you know, San Bernardino County, you know, that kind of stuff. I would think they could identify it. You'd probably want to use a search firm.
Maybe Hildy will apply.
Well, maybe not.
I don't know.
That's out of left field.
I know. I throw that out there. I mean, you could have a woman, you know.
Of course.
And she would definitely be qualified for being a former supervisor and now a state official.
Yeah, you're asking a really interesting question. What what qualifies you to be a county manager? That's really good. I have not spent a lot of time on that, but I will.
Okay. Yeah. I know you will.
Yeah, I'll delve into that.
You and the dog and the wallpies.
Yeah, yeah. we'll think about it while we're up there on the Potato Patch Loop.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Potato Patch Loop?
That is the trail that goes around. That's the primary circular 360 route trail. Starts at marker number 4 up by the Rotary Pavilion.
Right.
Back up there. Potato Patch Loop is the one that all the other trails branch out of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's up at about 7,800 feet, something like that.
How far can you walk at that height?
Well, I'm not going to go to the top of Hualapai Mountain. That's 8,750.
Okay.
But, no, I get around.
Did you know these numbers before you were a supervisor?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just curious. Yeah. I thought maybe that was on your test or something.
No. But I do kind of check out trail conditions and, you know, stuff going on in that park up there.
My buddy Ryan Frewerth
mm-hmm.
is, I went to high school with his dad, but he is back at Kingman. He was your director of the...
Something.
Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back to the city of Kingman, which they have a bunch of trails. And when he comes in here, probably in a couple months, he will brag about all the trails and where they take you and what kind of...
He should brag.
Yeah, they're blissful people.
Very, very well done. You know, you mentioned the county fairgrounds. We don't need to talk about it today, but boy, that'll be a great subject for November, December when we turn our binoculars on that institution.
Okay.
We have a county fair coming up in...
Right.
I'm at 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Something like that. Around the 20th, 22nd, I forget. And that'll be interesting. I think most people know I've not been a big fan of... The county fair doesn't bother me. It's the county fairgrounds that bothers me.
That you own in the middle of Kingman.
Yes, on some prime real estate. And, man, talk about old and dilapidated. And, you know, are we going to put lipstick on a pig here, Larry?
Well, that's up to you and your fellow board.
Yeah, I think you're going to see some quick direction on this issue.
Hildy had put me on a committee at one point in time to look at a new you know, and we talked about Golden Valley, but unfortunately this committee was put together by all the supervisors, mm-hmm. and it was so many different opinions. There was no common ground road in this, you know, because you had people that had off-road experience, so mm-hmm. they wanted off-road. You had people that were into sports, and they wanted this, and it was just like I told Hilly, I said, this committee's not going to go anywhere. But, you know, you do want to take some advice from the citizens of the county.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there would be a lot of input on that, but my sense is we probably want to move away from the existing fairgrounds and probably build a, you know, sell that probably.
Right.
Use the proceeds to build a fairgrounds that's modern, up-to-date, meets the needs of the 21st century Mojave County community that is served by the county fair, and we're talking primarily agricultural, mining,
right.
Farming interests, you know, livestock people. Those are primarily the folks that are involved with the county fair the most. Of course, a lot of people go up. And build yourself a county fairgrounds and that meets the needs of that community and they can be proud of. And we can have a county fair that's really good, that people want to go to. But right now, I think the fairgrounds is, you know, despite the valiant efforts of county staff, and they're good up there.
Right.
It's, come on.
It's very old.
Extremely old.
Yes.
It's just not what it should be. And I think once we get past general plan...
To sell that to a home developer, that piece of land would be very valuable to the county.
Oh, yeah. You want to build a new morgue, which I think most of us do probably. Okay. That's a quick way to finance it for sure. Another sheriff's substation, quick way to finance that. Courthouse, quick way to finance that.
I think you need deputies before you need a substation.
You know, we'll talk about that maybe in next month. We've got some we got some big news coming down the pipeline on that, but I'm not going to talk about it today. But
all right.
You know, there's a movement afoot. That's all I'll say.
Good. Well, we just watched Bullhead PD bring in 13 officers.
Yes, sir.
Well,
please give us time.
They had some that were retiring, and they just had a couple retire here in the last few weeks. We have the chief that retires in a couple weeks, and of course he'll be replaced by a chief. But so they had to prepare for some people retiring, and then at the same time upgrade the department.
Yeah, if you know you're obviously kind of backing into one of the big reasons why larger areas that are in the unincorporated area of the county should start to take a look at self-incorporation, and public safety is probably the number one reason.
I think it is the number one reason.
Yeah.
I've made a few trips down to Needles this week. Mm-hmm. And when you're driving down the valley, when you're in the very low valley, there's some new slabs going in.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff happening. And for Mojave Valley and Fort Mojave, they should be having that conversation at this time. It may not happen for 10 years, but they should be having the conversation.
They will. This supervisor absolutely is going to push the... I'm not going to push people to self-incorporate.
Right.
But I think we can certainly push the discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, and one of the items that you'll see me dealing with after we're done with, you know, general plan and airport and all this other stuff going on, you'll see us broadening the discussion to make sure that various communities in the county understand the process behind two ways to go, incorporate as a town or incorporate as a city. And, of course, we have a town in Mojave County. It's called Colorado City.
Right.
And then we have three cities. There's a lot of flexibility in the town designation, okay? You get your own planning under your control, and you can have your own police force. And there's other things that go with it, okay?
Don't follow the Colorado
Street. No, that place is changing.
I know now.
Oh, I love going up to Colorado City.
A few years ago, though.
Yeah. So we'll talk about the process behind self-incorporation to see if anybody's interested.
Yeah.
There's five areas in the county that have been identified for possible over the next, you know, 10, 15, 20 years.
Desert Hills?
Are you talking White Hills or Desert Hills?
Desert Hills.
No.
No?
White Hills? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
a lot of opportunities.
About
there.
400 people in White Hills today. 10 years from now, it could be 10,000 to 15,000 people.
Okay.
And they got plenty of water, by the way.
Good. Yeah. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by, why don't we have any sound? What's going on? What happened to my CD player? Well, I guess we don't need it. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. If you want to head up there this weekend and play around the golf, oh, there we go. Just go to the Laughlin Ranch website, LaughlinRanch.com. Book your own time. Hold on, Beatles. And we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, where, you know, they are tied to partners with TWN Communications. If you want TWN fiber that doesn't go down, call 888-227-2095.
Attention teachers, do you have a bright idea to teach students about renewable energy? Mojave Electric Cooperative wants to help. Apply now for the SunWatts Education Grant. This year, it's up to $10,000. The grant application is simple. Send a short lesson plan that includes your materials list and a cost breakdown to mecpa@mojaveelectric.com or call 928-763-1100 for more information.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course. Wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course. Minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your summer tee time starting at 5:30 a.m. at LaughlinRanch.com.
Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has four new pancake flip platters. Strawberry cheesecake pancakes with eggs and bacon or sausage. There's the new chocolate caramel cheesecake platter, the new bacon and cheddar platter with a fruit bowl, and the new ham and sausage huge platter. All new loaded breakfast platters are under $13 each. Available open to close. Of course, the full breakfast menu is always available and order anytime. Only at Perkins American Food Company, Bullhead City.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Please join me here for my upcoming Labor Day program, Being an American. You'll hear great and moving stories of how we came to be the greatest nation in the world and what we must do today to keep our nation great. It's my Labor Day program.
This Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. brought to you by AZ Flags and Flagpoles, A Cut Above Grooming, and Salmon's AC on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. We're visiting with Rich Lettman, our county supervisor today. If you want to participate, just grab your phone. Call us, 234-343-1065. You can call in anytime you want if you have a question. Or you can text your question if you like to text, if you're that generation or any generation. I text my mother-in-law, who was 96, you know. So a lot of people text. Our text number is 928-727-5566. You can text us in the studio, and Rich will answer your question. Right?
Absolutely.
So, Rich, more deputies.
Yeah.
What, you were going to say something there about There's a push or a...
Yeah, we're not going to say a lot yet, okay? I think there is clearly a movement afoot in two parts of the county to tackle what would be a financing mechanism for public safety. Right. One of those groups, I believe, has now already taken out their papers as a political action committee, I guess, is what you'd call it.
So this would basically be like a 1 cent sales tax that just goes...
Some kind of... The requirements around an initiative on a ballot, they're pretty hard.
Yeah, oh yeah. You have to jump through a lot of hoops.
It's significant. You've got to raise money. You've got to get signatures on petitions. I know folks are taking a look at it and asking themselves, you know, is this something we can put together and get done? I assume November general election ballot of 26, something like that. We'll see where this goes.
Okay.
Okay, but clearly...
But that could bring a lot of relief to you as the county supervisors in future budgets once it comes into play, because that would be a lot of additional funding directed to the sheriff's office and the courts and probation. And
yeah, when you listen to the hue and cry coming out of some areas of the county, and you know, hello Golden Valley and Meadview and Chloride and Dolan Springs, which have really, and by the way, let me be careful about this, I love our sheriff and his deputies and his team managing that department. They're just flat out understaffed.
They are.
Okay, and not only are they understaffed, some of them are very underpaid. Now, we addressed an issue with middle management pay at this last budget. We basically dipped into a contingency fund and went into an unbalanced budget status. I'm not going to get too technical about what that means.
Sounds like the red pen came out.
No, the green pen came out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we gave an extra $600,000 to the sheriff that, you know, we're going to have to find a way to sustain that $600,000 in following years. We gave it on a one-time basis to address a serious pay equity issue between our sheriff's deputies and, I'll call it this, surrounding jurisdictions. I won't name any cities, okay, or surrounding counties, or a state agency that employs law enforcement officers that drive up and down state highways. We won't name any of them, but they clearly take our officers after
your deputies.
Yeah,
and you
deputies.
Can't blame them, because they're bringing somebody in that's already certified law enforcement.
We're great for training, that's for sure. Yeah. So we're going to tackle this. All five members of the board understand the urgency of this. We have to have the right number of deputies, and we have to pay them correctly to retain them. We already got a great team in place to manage this group.
Right.
But, you know, when San Bernardino County comes a calling, you know, how would you like to move across the river to Needles and check out this starting salary?
Right.
Oh, wait, we won't even put you at starting salary. We'll take you up a couple of grades because you already have experience with Mojave County. Boy, that's hard to fight.
That happened to Sheriff Richardson when Needles was a police department, and they were hiring anybody and everybody to come be a police officer with experience. And so in Mojave County, we had, I want to say, I'd have to ask Robin Holmes, he would remember, but probably five or six deputies that left the county and went down there, knowing the police department was going to fold. And they would then be a San Bernardino County deputy. And their pay rate would change. Plus, they had all this leftover overtime that the county couldn't pay, that they were getting that money. And it was a windfall for a lot of people in law enforcement that went down there, knowing that they were going to, in 6 months, be a San Bernardino County deputy.
And that's a very well-run...
Oh, yes.
San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office is extremely well-run.
I just read a press release from him yesterday about partnering with the federal government on things that are going to happen.
deportations and stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was from the sheriff, so... let's take another break. We're half past the hour already. Hey, Bill, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a premier acute, post-acute rehabilitation center. If you have a surgery and you're going to need some help, call 928-763-1404. And Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for a residence, you want to buy a home, you want to buy a mobile, you want to buy a lot, well, you got to get a mortgage. Call the guy with the key to the vault with the combination. 928-288-2691. Just when you hear that tree, push one for Susie and two for Bill, Buffalo Bill. Oh, wait for Chad Hansen. Push that number.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course. Wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course. Minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your summer tee time starting at 5:30 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Ready for reliable internet right to your home? 100% fiber internet from TWN delivers the speed you need with unlimited data, affordable plans, and local service you can count on. From video calls to movie nights, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Call 888-227-2095.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Managing your budget is a lot easier when you know how much your bills are in advance. With budget billing, you can pay the same amount each month on your electric bill, no matter the season. Summer bills tend to be higher as we use more air conditioning. Budget billing helps level out the peaks and valleys. We'll spread your energy usage for the whole year across 12 equal payments, so your monthly bills are more manageable and you'll know ahead of time how much to budget. For details, visit uesaz.com.
You're listening to the most listened to news talk radio station in the tri-state area. Our lineup is second to none. And in fact, Talkers Magazine had many of our show hosts in the top five year after year. You can hear KNTR Talk and KJJJ HD2 and translators K292ES 106.3 FM in Kingland, K293 DB 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead City and Needles, and K294 CQ 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Parker. You can also stream KNTR Talk at KNTRTalk.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. And today we have Rich Lettman, our county supervisor for Bullhead City. And he's one of the five, you know, in the studio live. If you have a question, text it to us, 727-5566. We'll take your question, and Rich will answer it without a problem. You mentioned that you want a morgue. Are you ready to bring that in-house?
I don't know. It's a good question. So at the last, when we were setting the budgets, I sponsored a motion, and it was accepted, I think, 3-2 or 4-1, I forget, that basically a couple of things we put into motion. Number one, we set a firm final date to close out the existing contract with our medical examiner. That's Serenity, I think it's Serenity Services. And we said that's going to be at the close of the year, and to get our, instead of this month-to-month lease thing going on, and, you know, we'd had an RFP, a request for proposal, to determine if we wanted to put out new medical examiner services, and we said let's go through this RFP process again. In order to support that, understanding that one of the outcomes of a new medical examiner and an RFP process, we don't know this will be the outcome, but it could be, was that the winning party might sit there and say, I need a building to do this in, and I want you, the taxpayers, to pay for this. Mm-hmm. Okay, and therefore I went ahead and made a motion to put into the budget, I think we set aside $4.5 million for the construction of a morgue. I don't know if we're going to need to do that or not. I kind of doubt it.
Which probably by next year won't be enough.
Yeah, that's assuming you even want to build one, because there's a very good chance that at least two of the folks who are going to answer the RFP, I don't know if there'll be more than two or not, okay, they may choose to do this under a contract basis, just like the incumbent is doing it right now, which says, you know what, we'll just do the autopsies and the other stuff we do as medical examiner. We'll do that in a building that we provide.
Right.
That, and therefore, there would be no need for a morgue, and we would save the taxpayers somewhere between $4.5 and $6 million for the construction of the morgue. I can tell you this, at some point in the future, based on our population projection, you know, we're growing, you're going to need an in-house morgue.
Right.
At some point in time, it's sure. You're going to have one up in Kingman, Arizona. That's probably where it'll be. That's not where I'd put it.
Didn't we have one prior to Mr. Hazzett taking over?
I don't. You know, Larry, I don't remember what the answer to that question is.
Okay.
No, I'm not aware we've ever had an actual morgue building. We would still have it in our possession, I'm sure, if we did. But it's you want to be ready in case you select a county medical examiner, and the winning bid includes...
That doesn't have a building.
Yes, and the winning bid says, you build it, okay? Yeah. And you got to have the money set aside. I did put that in the budget, approved by a majority of the supervisors, to set that money aside in the capital improvement fund. Would I prefer that we build a morgue right now and spend $4.5 to $6 million? Not really. Do I understand I may have to do that anyway? Yes.
Yeah. Your biggest concern from the day you were elected was trying to find a way to bring in more money to the county.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the buildings that are going up in the county, do you wish there was a quicker way to get their tax to go in effect?
Well, that's all governed by state statute. I would invite you to bring in Jeannie Kent, our county assessor, at some point in time, because that was my point, too, originally was like, hey, I see all these houses going up. I see these commercial buildings going up. I see the investment being done
right.
with private money. What's the problem? These tax bills online, which are public documents.
And not only that, but let's take the new Circle K for an example.
Yeah, great example.
Old Bullhead. It's been under construction for a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, while it's under construction, it's protected by the Bullhead City Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a fire there, they can't say, oh, they're not a tax roll yet. You know, they're going. If somebody gets hurt during construction, they're going. You know, but they don't get paid for a couple years.
It's, I believe, 20 or 24 months from the assessment. And, you need to get Jeannie in on this one. But you are absolutely correct. So let's say they finish the brand new Circle K. Let's say it's finished in
January. Yeah.
February of 26, we will not see the property tax revenue on that until 2028.
Right.
And by the way, not the first half of 28, the second half, after the bills go out for the new fiscal year, which would be 28-29. And you are right, they will gain the services needed to, you know, county services or city services.
Right. All services.
Yeah. Will come well before 2028, and it's frustrating to me. And we're not in a hurry to raise people's taxes. That's the last thing we want to do. But we do think, to me, there's a semi-fairness issue with, if you've built it and it's producing jobs and income and all this kind of stuff, it's time to revise that property tax to reflect the value of that property and land. And unfortunately, there's a state statute that says there is a process you will go through, counties, before you can do that. And the process is lengthy and can take up to 2 years. You are correct.
So is the county in the process of working to speed that up?
Oh, it's not in our hands. It's a state regulation. There's
you
nothing.
You have Hildy and Leo's cell phone.
Yes, I do. Okay. In a Republican-dominated legislature, I don't think anybody's going to be in a hurry to...
Well, you've said you don't want more money.
Yeah.
You just want them to start paying on time.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think that point of view would be shared in the state legislature.
Okay. I've noticed that, you know, in California, you have to have a boating license,
mm-hmm.
like a driver's license. And I sent a copy of that recently to a couple people, and mm-hmm. I got no response from either one of them.
You didn't send it to me.
No. You're not a state person.
I know.
Yeah.
Come on across the river to Arizona. I'm sure we'd love to have your boat.
Yeah. Let's talk about your airport.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Very good question. The county continues to pursue, depending on whose point of view you want to adopt here, renegotiating leases on this land. That's what we originally talked about way back in January, February. We've asked for certain things from the airport authority. And again, I'm going to condition what I say with making sure we understand the people who manage this airport and their board of directors, they're not bad people.
Right.
At all. We have a serious difference of opinion about what the role of the airport is in the community and the lands they're sitting on, okay, which are owned by the people of Mojave County, and a series of leases starting in the late 1980s through the 90s, revised in the early 2000s, bifurcated leases that manage airport land, the relationship, and then, of course, the master lease, which is about this commercial land that surrounds the airport, primarily on the western side of the airport. I think there's some on the eastern side, too. And about how the airport authority may use the subleasing of that land, a revenue stream, to help support the airport operations. My objection's always been, this is the craziest, dumbest arrangement ever made, okay, recently by Mojave County, because, of course, all that vacant land you see up there that still is unimproved is now leased to a nonprofit corporation, which means the land is tax exempt.
Right.
And this is bad news for the taxpayers of Mojave County. Most of that land, most, not all, will probably remain undeveloped because most people who want to build big boxes or smaller shopping centers would like to own the land that
right.
they're going to do it on as opposed to lease. There could be some exceptions. I know they're talking about getting an Olive Garden. We completely support bringing in the Olive Garden, even under the current arrangement. I mean, I'd love to have it. I'd love the jobs.
That will require CrossFit more often.
Yes, it would. That's true. Good call there, Larry.
Just to prep you for that.
Thank you. And Olive Garden has some really high-fat, high-calorie dishes.
Starting with the bread they give you for free.
Yeah, which is excellent. Yeah, there goes keto or carb diet out, whatever. Anyway.
Would the first thing you would love to be able to do is sell the vacant land?
We would certainly look at it if there were no other options for leasing it. Okay. Now, the airport authority has raised an interesting objection, which is that you might have to talk to the folks at the FAA, okay, about how that land may be, I don't want to use the word encumbered, but it certainly might be pledged as part of a package for FAA grants to the airport. Would be happy to talk to the FAA. In fact, we might be doing that in the near future. So, anyway, that's certainly something for us to look at. I think this has evolved over what to do with the land to something far more interesting, which is what is the role this airport plays in the community? How is this extremely valuable asset? I'm not sure what the value of the airport is. I would guess it's between $100 million and $150 million. I guess we could get up there and, you know, get a calculator out and determine the value. But, you know, there's so many tangibles that go into how you value something. It's one of the most important assets, certainly in this region, in the Colorado River Valley.
Right.
You know, outside of Davis Dam itself, okay, there's probably more dollars put into this airport from a variety of sources than any other. And there's a question is, how are we managing this thing? Okay, what is its role in the economic development? Oh, and by the way, should Should local agencies, hint, Bullhead City, Mojave County, Clark County, should they have a role in could they do a better job of this? I don't know. Okay, but
let me play the defense attorney.
Sure.
I can see why the contract was written to allow them to lease the land and take the funds.
Yeah.
If you go to McCarran, and as you walk out to your gate, wherever it is, you're going to pass an enormous amount, a lot of businesses that all lease from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have that type of building, so I can understand where they'd say, well, this would work in place of that.
Yeah, they're the reason they set up the process is to supplement the revenue. I don't want to call it income. Technically, is income.
Yeah.
Okay, but the revenue needed to get this airport up and running and make it viable, and obviously those sublease payments have played an important role in that. Now,
sure.
You know, where does the airport get most of their money from? We're assuming it's going to be through FAA grants, money from the Arizona Department of Transportation, hint, hint, you know, and so forth. And obviously the sublease payments, you know, from Sam's Club, Home Depot, these play an important role in running the airport. We're kind of looking for a better deal. We'd like the airport authority to come to the table and talk about this.
And so far that hasn't happened.
Oh, the resistance has been, it's, let's just call it stubborn. That's a nice word, okay?
And then can I say,
yeah,
that you're to the point that you've asked three of the individuals on that board to step down?
Oh, yeah, well, that gets into an open meeting law alleged violation. I'm not the county attorney or the omelet team down at the I'm not making that up, by the way. The omelet team down at the Arizona Attorney General's office, the omelet stands for open meeting enforcement team, something like, anyway, omelet, they are the folks who receive the testimony, the information, the background material on alleged open meeting law violations. We had a real, real clear one on some emails that were turned in over to the county, and which showed, you know, a proposal for a meeting at a private home to discuss Airport Authority matters relative to the fuel farm and the purchase from Signature Aviation. No public notice. No
public building.
No public invited. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. You know, the emails get released. It's embarrassing. Four people should have been called to resign. One of the four saw the handwriting on the wall. Okay, and just went ahead and resigned. Okay, he's been replaced. And, yeah, we'd like to see, you know, Supervisor Gould and I definitely saw this. All five supervisors, by the way, got the emails, the information, the sense of outrage around this is significant. For some reason, as you read, especially the press release put out by Mr. Osborne and the Airport Authority after this, you would think I was the, you know, the bad guy leading the gang. They have completely underestimated the role of the other four supervisors in this. I'm happy. It's my district. I get it. Okay. That press release was put out by Supervisor Ron Gould and Supervisor Rich Lettman. The trip down to Phoenix, sponsored by Supervisor Sonny Borelli and Supervisor Rich Lettman. And, of course, Supervisors Borelli and Gould are former state senators. We are a political subdivision of the state of Arizona. Larry, start putting together. You can see where this is partly headed, I'm sure. And, of course, we have Supervisor Don Martin and the chairman of our board, Travis Lingenfelter. There, I wouldn't tangle with those guys.
Well, it's fair to say, without the other four in the room,
yeah,
because then we'd avoid the open meeting law.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
They would all like to see more money come into the county. That's what started this.
Yes.
And
yes.
So,
and now they see disrespect. They see,
yeah.
I mean.
I saw the part of the meeting when the I think it was Sam Elders who
first
told you, they're not going to be here. They sent me an email on Friday that said they won't be at the meeting. That was a couple months
ago. Yeah, and I said nothing in that part of the meeting. The other four
were very vocal.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Yes.
It's time to let them speak, and so that hopefully this MCAA board realizes it isn't just Supervisor Lettman. It's five of us. We don't talk about it outside of executive session or when attorneys aren't around, but it's obvious in the public session, the remarks that go on about the airport authority, the resolutions that have been passed, we're unified on this.
Okay.
And I don't think that airport board has figured this out quite yet.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
9 minutes at the top of the hour. No, actually, eight. Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Do you want TWN at your business or your home? I guarantee you do. Call 444-8232 locally and get faster speeds right now. And Perkins America Food Company, where right now, today's the last day, you can have burgers, fries, and pies for only $9.99.
Have you recently been affected by an internet or phone outage? TWN Communications Fiber Internet is the most reliable in town. Live life uninterrupted with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet and digital phone services. Sign up today. Visit twncomm.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has an awesome meal deal. Burger, fries, and pie, $9.99. Each Monday through Friday at Perkins, get a burger, fries, and pie, $9.99. A big, delicious burger, French fries, and a slice of pie, under $10. What's your favorite pie? Banana cream, apple, cherry, lemon meringue, wild berry, or coconut cream? Plus, Perkins is known for their Fish Fridays. Only at Perkins American Food Company, Bullhead City.
Streaming, gaming, video conferencing, live life uninterrupted with 100% fiber internet from TWN. Reliable service, fast speeds, local support. That's the TWN advantage. Visit twncomm.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for details and terms and conditions of service.
It's 000 at Bradley Ford. Hey, this is Robert, and right now Ford has 0 down, 0% interest, and 0 payments for 90 days. Keep your cash where it belongs, in your pocket. Lease an F-150 Supercrew with an MSRP of $54,960 with 0 down and $499 per month. Ford is built in America for America. Come see us in person. We have the biggest selection in Mojave County, or visit us at bradleyford.com.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Please join me here for my upcoming Labor Day program, Being an American. You'll hear great and moving stories of how we came to be the greatest nation in the world and what we must do today to keep our nation great. It's my Labor Day program.
Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. on KNTR Talk. Brought to you by Just Meats, Tri-State Equipment Rentals, and Amore Pie and More.
So I just called Sean Hatton.
Any chance you guys could get like Megyn Kelly's
program? Megyn Kelly? I don't know.
She's great.
Call Steve.
I will.
He's the owner.
I will.
He's the one that makes, you know, gets what we get and everything. You want to read that little press release sitting in front of you there on the black piece of paper?
One time only sports memorabilia silent and live auction at the El Reno Golf Club on Friday, October 3rd, 5:30 to 9 p.m. A blast to the past is the theme.
Are you going to be there?
Sure.
You know what they're auctioning that night?
A gun?
No. they're auctioning all John McCormick's personal
memorabilia for sports
for like the last 25 years.
I'm sorry, you know, and we talked about this at Rotary Club. You know, John was there yesterday at our noon Rotary Club here in Bullhead City. Yes, I apologize. I should have known that. yes, and he has a lot.
He has an enormous. This is like his personal supply and decorations for years.
And I think what's really important about this, as I recall from yesterday, is that the proceeds are
going to the Boys and Girls
Club. And Girls Club. Oh, yeah. Was it all of it or part of it?
All of it.
Okay, it is all of it, yeah. And so that's a club we're proud of, and we want to be sure this community supports the Boys and Girls Club. And thank you to John and Olivia McCormick for doing this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big deal. Yes,
it is.
There.
It is. Yeah. So
good. He's such a wonderful man.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, and the golf tournament is named after him.
Yeah.
I believe it's the next day. So we're out of time, Rich.
It's all right. You can invite me back, and we'll talk about funding the sheriff's department maybe on the next visit. I think there'll be some news coming out on that.
You think that'll be a little closer in the next month?
I sure do. Okay.
Good.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what these two groups are going to do.
All right. Well, you know. Hopefully one of them goes through the whole process and decides to step.
Takes money, Larry.
Yeah, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. We need more judges. We need more bailiffs. We need more deputies.
Juvenile detention, need a lot more there. Jails, hello.
Yeah, and that's all there is to it. These are requirements that the county has to fulfill.
Yes, sir.
These aren't something that maybe we can do this.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure coming to see
you. What's your office if anyone has a question?
928-758-0713. Did you notice how fast that?
Yes, rolled right off your tongue.
Yeah.
You memorized it.
And we get calls.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rich.
I love my job, Larry. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Have a great day.
Take care.
All right. Just a couple of things. Well, actually going on this weekend. Sunday night, the RV is putting fireworks up in the sky at 8:30. Yeah. So check that out. Coming up on the 13th of next month, Saturday, MAPT is having their Recovery in the Park at the Gary Keith Park underneath the John and Olivia McCormick Pavilion, 11 o'clock until 1. That's going to camp for the tune. I'm out of here. Monday's a holiday. I won't be here. And next Friday, we have Mr. Steve D'Amico will be here. Everyone have a great weekend.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.